minutes past 8 o'clock, and you are on a Thursday morning. Tuned in to The Morning Show with Mike in the Morning. Poe on the podium as well. How you doing, Mr. Poe?
Good, man.
Rocking and rolling into, almost the weekend. It's so close, you can almost feel it, almost touch it. But for a lot of folks, it's been a back-to-school last couple of weeks. And if school is on the mind, if you've got kids that are in school, or if you're looking for a quality place to send your child on the education front, well, you know, the KZN North Coast has options. And we want to let you know what your options are. And when it comes to a contemporary and affordable prep school that offers something quite special in the way of smaller, tailored classes, there is a name that you should know about. Eden Village Prep. Eden Village Preparatory School, if you want to give it the full moniker, offering really quality, affordable, mainstream education from kids from grade 1 right up to grade 7 now. And if you've heard the name but you're not quite familiar with the offering, right now I'm going to be diving into a special interview with none other than the principal of Eden Village Prep, Jackie Wolverson. She joins me on the microphone this morning. Jackie, good morning. How
good
are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me here today. It's a wonderful time to chat and to share a bit of information about our school.
Great to have you, and you are in good company because alongside you we have Leah Schoen, the coordinator of the hashtag Love North Coast movement. We were in here just the other day, Leah, talking about hashtag Love North Coast. It's great to have you back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And let's shine the spotlight firmly on Eden Village Prep because it's been making waves. The word's been getting out there. We want to make sure that the word gets out even further because it's a success story on the local education scene. And for those who are still a little bit clueless, tell us, Jackie, a little bit about the history of Eden Village Prep and what the school has to offer. What makes it special?
Well, there are so many things that make it really special. Eden Village Prep School has a very clear vision, and that vision is to create a nurturing and value-driven environment for all of our children. So we're wanting children to feel safe. We are wanting them to feel seen for their strengths, for what they're good at, and we're wanting to give them all an opportunity to shine. And we can do this with our small class sizes, two classes per grade, with our specialized teachers. And yeah, we want children to feel like school is part of home, part of a community. It's part of everything we do. It's not just you arrive, you do work, and you leave.
Yeah.
It's got to be part of life, and the family's got to be part of our school as well.
Amazing. So you mentioned the sort of limited class size approach. Small class sizes between like 18 and 22 pupils per class, is that right?
Yes, it's very much set at that. Some classes have a little bit less, but no more than 22. And two classes per grade, just making sure that everyone is getting seen and that everyone is noticed. And if there are gaps, if there are children who need a little bit of extra support, that we are there, we can identify it, and we can provide that support for each child.
That's so special. So really leaning into that personalized teaching experience and sticking to your guns on that one. Can you share a little bit about the ethos and that value system that is at the heart of the school and that you believe sets you apart?
I think our ethos, vision, and values of our school are key to everything we do. We are rooted in Christian values. We look at integrity, compassion. We are aiming to teach children about all the values that stand true. Kindness. I talk to the children daily about being kind. Be kind to your parents. Be kind to your friends. As staff, as sort of colleagues, me and the teachers, we work together. We talk to the children in the same way that they speak to us. You know, we need to be showing the type of practice that we want.
Yeah.
Children are welcomed in every day by me. We know every child by name. They really feel part of something special. And with that, still high academic standards, a wonderful sports program, arts, culture, you know, making sure that every child is part of something is so important to us.
And feeling that sense of belonging to the thing. In a second, I'm going to rope you into the conversation, Leah, because this is obviously from a brand North Coast point of view. To have a school like this is really something to shout about. It's a model that is obviously filling a need, and It's been going for how long now, Jackie?
We were established in 2019. So as we mentioned earlier, our first grade ones that joined will now be our grade 7 year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's just grown in all spheres.
That's so exciting to have that, you know, your first crop has now sort of reached
exactly,
harvest.
Exactly. They will be our first graduates who've gone through the entire school, which is really amazing.
That's brilliant. And in your recent experience, obviously, you're dealing with questions about enrollment all the time. Have you seen an increase in people wanting to relocate to this region from other parts of South Africa or even from overseas who want first to ensure that their child can secure a place in a good school?
Absolutely. There has been a huge increase. We are getting applications in, weekly, starting this year. At the start of this year, we must have had close to 40 new children joining.
Wow.
Families from Ireland, from Scotland, from England, families from America, family from France. Sure. So lots of people are choosing to come back to the North Coast where they can join that community. They can be part of what we're doing here. And I think that's part of why we wanted to be part of the hashtag Love North Coast, is because people are wanting a lifestyle. It's not just a school. They want to be part of a community. I moved here from Cape Town and I was thinking, oh, how am I going to make friends and how am I going to be part of something? And you do, you filter into a lifestyle here and families coming in. A school's a school. There are lots of schools. We've got amazing high quality schools here in the area. But our school, we're wanting the families to be part of what we're doing, and we want to be part of what Belito's doing.
Yeah.
Education cannot run in isolation. It's part of a bigger picture. We've got to follow what the community's doing. We've all got to work together to have a shared view for our children to be successful.
Absolutely. And if you're listening to this message and you're now getting filled in on the Eden Village prep school vision, mission, ethos, the whole thing. And if it's making sense to you, if you like this idea of a smaller class, a more personalized teaching experience approach for that primary school, that really critical phase of learning, where can folks physically find the Eden Village prep campus?
So we are based in Salt Rock. So if you just turn off the N2 past Tiffany's and you go past Sage Center, we're just behind there. So Eden Village is actually a campus. We've got Village Kids, which is based on Eden Village. There's Eden Health. There's Eden Paddle. There's Seedlings Restaurant. And we are Eden Village Prep, which we do. It is on a separate part of the campus. It's all part of something.
So cool.
And yeah, so it's close, just down the road, nestled in between all the bigger states which are going up. So it's also convenient for those living in the area.
Absolutely. And from the hashtag Love North Coast point of view, Leah, why is it important for a region to have a wide selection of high quality schools such as Eden Village Prep for sustainable growth and investment in this part of the world?
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, I think it goes without saying that high-quality schools are critical to a region, but specifically for sustainable growth, because I think high-quality education attracts people, but it also retains the right kind of people.
Yeah.
So skilled individuals, professionals, high-end investors, those are the kind of people that are looking for the right education options for their kids and certainty for their children's future.
Yeah.
And so that's what that brings to the region. I think, having a good range of excellent schools, which we really, really do on the North Coast. It's just another key economic driver and just speaks to the fact that we've got this incredible confidence and growth happening in this region.
It's such an exciting story, and to have Eden Village Prep very much part of this story, this next chapter of the growth and development of the KZN North Coast. And the fact that you've already celebrated, your milestone of having your first grade ones now in grade 7, that cycle now is only going to get fuller and more exciting. I'm sure you're going to be at capacity fairly soon because, like you say, your whole model isn't about massive expansion. It's about keeping things sustainable and manageable and keeping that personal small class size, right, Jackie?
Yes, I think that's exactly it. And we don't want to grow any bigger. We love what our school offers. With saying lots of people moving in, there's also lots of movement moving overseas, you know, there's things happening as well. Yeah. So we've always got, you know, it's education, there's spaces opening as well. And so, yeah, all of our information is on our website. I think it's important to always go back to a school's ethos and vision and their values. And that needs to link what the family's values are. And I think that's important. Something we are also focusing on is looking at changing how we see, you know, a curriculum. It's not only maths, science. It's teaching children critical thinking, yeah. 21st century thinking skills. We're teaching children how to manage their emotions using zones of regulation, executive functioning.
Wow.
You know, there's so much out there. Teaching children how to study and how to learn, using thinking maps and thinking tools. So we're really trying to make the experience as beneficial for children as possible, that they're not only learning curriculum and that they're learning all sorts of different skills, which ultimately are going to allow them to be confident, capable people who one day are going to give back to our community and going to want to be part of the North Coast and stay here and live here, and sort of have that, you know, firmly in their hearts.
Amazing. So if you're listening to this, if you like this idea of a private independent school, registered with the Department of Basic Education, following a CAPS curriculum, providing a range of extramural options and action sports, and this is a modern approach to education for the primary school years. It's a model that has now proven itself to be a success. And if you want to find out more, the website is evps.co.za. That's Eden Village Prep School, evps.co.za, or just Google Eden Village Prep and you'll find it right there. And book a visit, because I'm sure they'll be only too happy to welcome you to their campus in Salt Rock, so you can see it in action for yourself at the start of a new year. It's a good time to be getting a sense for what the school's all about. And if you're just catching the tail end of this interview, I've been in conversation with my special guest, Jackie Wolverson, principal at Eden Village Prep, and Leah Schoen, coordinator of the hashtag Love North Coast movement. Leah, thanks for bringing us such a cool story.
Thanks. We're lucky to have these cool stories on the North Coast. It's a blessing. Yeah.
We just want to celebrate them. And Jackie, wishing you a wonderful school year ahead for 2026. It's going to be one for the books. And let's catch up again later in the academic year, find out how things are going. What do you say?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And I know I've got lots of little children listening in their classrooms. So hello to all of the littlies and the teachers and anyone listening at school. I hope you're all behaving nicely, and I'll be back at school shortly.
We'll let you get back there now. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style, Eden Village Prep School, a success story that we want to celebrate right here on the KZN North Coast. Find out more at evps.co.za. Back to the music right now.